The 11th annual My Michigan Health Road to Recovery Burger Bash sold close to 500 burgers to RAC in approximately $8,200, excluding t-shirt sales, from 4:30 to 7 p.m. yesterday. People showed up at Central Savings Bank where they donated to a program geared toward assisting cancer patients in need of treatment. "We don't have radiation and oncology in the Sioux," Chief Nursing Officer Marla Bunker said. "Patients have to drive to Petoskey for treatment, which is usually 5 days a week for 6 weeks. So, in other words, you have to drive back and forth for a 15-minute appointment." McLaren Northern Michigan is the closest hospital offering oncology and treatment services. Patients are forced to drive over 90 miles one way with gas prices around $5.19 per gallon. Travel can quickly grow into a problem of its own. The Road to Recovery program consists of 25 active volunteers and drivers, servicing just under 600 community members since last year's Burger Bash. Volunteers spend an average of $11,220 on gas, which has likely doubled since last year. A single van runs about 48,360 miles per year, requiring up to 6 oil changes. "A lot of people can't do it," Bunker said. "Some are elderly and can't drive. Some people don't have cars, and others just can't afford it." Not too long ago, hospital retiree Debbie Green's family utilized the Road to Recovery van to get to and from treatments. "My father-in-law had lung cancer," Green said, tearfully. "It traveled to his esophagus. He passed away on July 1st of last year. This program was wonderful, and he loved it. He went to Petoskey 5 days a week for 6 months. He was very appreciative of it, and grateful they had good drivers to provide the service. It just would have been another hardship." A very similar story inspired the idea behind Road to Recovery roughly 13 years ago when Bunker had taken her own father-in-law to his radiation appointment. She met a Gaylord couple, along with the volunteer who drove them to and from Petoskey. "And my father-in-law said, 'Marla, this would be something that you could start up in the Sioux.'" Bunker wasted no time in calling the American Cancer Society to devise a plan. The first vehicle was donated by the circuit court, and the American Cancer Society supplemented associated costs by covering expenses like gas and bridge fare. My Michigan Health Sioux has estimated bridge fare, alone, to cost around $1,040 per year. "The American Cancer Society only supported us for a couple years," Bunker said. "We felt that we could sustain it ourselves. So, now it's locally supported by donations." More than 20 Central Savings Bank employees and Road to Recovery volunteers helped make this year's bash a success by donating space, time and supplies. "Our involvement really started when retired CEO Frenchie LaJoy was diagnosed," said Andrea Masters, the bank's marketing director. "He is a survivor. He wanted to give back to the program." Central Savings Bank employee Jeff Moran used to regularly volunteer for Road to Recovery, himself. In fact, he was one of the employees responsible for organizing the first-ever Burger Bash nearly a decade ago. "It took off like wildfire," Moran said. "My wife is a cancer survivor. We went to a Relay for Life event, and they had a cancer van there. So, I started volunteering and driving. Many did not have another way to get there." Moran said people just kept donating to help make the event everything it was yesterday. Chippewa County Fair Queen of 2021 Jaden Crimmon was present to serve food. "My aunt had breast cancer, and I want to help people like her," Crimmon said. The Burger Bash sold around 800 burgers to cash in approximately $8,100 last year, only 100 less than this year. "It is not too late to donate or buy shirts. T-shirts cost $20 for 2XL to 3XL sizes, and $15 for small to XL sizes. Additional volunteer drivers are needed." Donations can be sent to Central Savings Bank Marketing Director Andrea Masters at P.O. Box 339, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, 49783.